All right, let's do this.
This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Is the PSTN headed for a shutdown? Find out next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 151, recorded Saturday, July 6th, 2013.
Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now, here's Fletch.
What never ceases to amaze me is the constant technology churn that seems to be increasing in momentum each and every year. What was once a 20-year life cycle for core networking switched voice equipment, you know, the central office, has been reduced to 10 years or even less. Now, when you reduce a piece of equipment's natural lifespan, naturally you increase the monthly cost of its amortization accordingly. Decreasing equipment life cycles. Based on simple math alone, if you bought a box to provide a service to your network, and the life expectancy of that box was 20 years, you could easily calculate your cost per month per customer. But because of new technology, the life expectancy was reduced to 5 years. Your monthly amortized cost would increase by 4 times to compensate for that event. Diminishing customer base. Again, based on simple math alone, if you bought a box to provide service to your customers and your customer base diminishes by 50% based on the above 20-year model, your annual amortized expense would double per customer. Decreased support cost for new equipment. The legacy network required a trained workforce roving around in vehicles full of expensive test equipment. New modern networks can reside in dark data centers where access to programming and diagnostics is all accomplished remotely through a data connection. Now, this does nothing to reduce the expense of a trained workforce, but it does remove the requirement to have that workforce out in the streets in vehicles. So not only does that eliminate transportation expenses, it reduces the average time to repair since travel is eliminated. The perfect storm, Sandy. Late in the fall of 2012, Hurricane Sandy barreled its way up the East Coast and caused significant damage to our telecommunications infrastructure from Washington, D.C. to New England. Now, this was a classic example of the 100-year storm, and in addition to causing several outages, much of the infrastructure actually became destroyed. Now, this posed a unique problem to telecommunications carriers like AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink. Do they rebuild that aging infrastructure that was just recently amortized off the books, or was just about to be, or do they have to start the 20-year clock all over again? But they're faced with statements that the PSTN will start to go away in 5 short years. You can see my blog about the sunsetting of the PSTN. I'll include a link in the written version of this podcast. It's not surprising, then, why several stories are cropping up, like the one about Fire Island, New York, and Verizon attempting to not restore the legacy telephone network on copper lines. You can see the story, Verizon seeks to abandon landlines on Fire Island, and there's a link to that in the written version of my podcast. The story reports that concerned residents may register a complaint by either filing out a complaint form on the New York State Public Service Commission website or calling the NYSPSC directly at 800-342-3377. The story reports that, quote, Verizon officials have defended their decision, claiming a wireless system is more robust and can withstand severe weather better than a wired network, unquote. Well, that might be true, but it seems that Verizon lost 25% of its landline business in the last 2 years, as the company claims that 80% of their Verizon-handled calls to and from the island are through Verizon Wireless. And the question that remains, does Verizon Wireless VoiceLink service offer the same functionality as traditional landlines still exists? Apparently, the answer to that question is a big no. Verizon's response is that the VoiceLink is a voice-only product. It doesn't support advanced services such as broadband, telephone modem connections, faxing, alarm monitoring, home medical monitoring, TDD and TTY for the hearing impaired or deaf, or credit card processing. And once again, E911 is questionable. Reportedly, it does support E911, but I'd like to know through what mechanism it's being supported. If it's being treated as a wired fixed location, that's okay, but there's a concern with someone moving the service and not updating that location. It's just a box that gets screwed to the wall. And if it provides E911 through the cellular network, Now, just pick up the newspaper and you're going to see a plethora of stories, with public safety recommending that you not use a cellular phone, but instead use a landline phone, which by default provides accurate address information to the 911 operator. See, cellular phones do not always use GPS positioning, especially when they're indoors when a GPS signal is not even available. In these cases, a technology called TDOA, or time delay on arrival, which is an algorithm that's used to detect the distance of the device from one or more towers, therefore providing a general area. But if those signals are interpreted incorrectly, public safety may show up at your neighbor's house while you lie on the floor, unable to move or speak. Since text messaging to 911 is not yet available, the requirement to have an analog line still exists for people who are deaf or hard of hearing and require the use of a TTY or TDD device. Once again, a classic example of how this community of people is completely ignored from a technology perspective and treated like second-class citizens. Big Brother is not necessarily watching. Most of the conspiracy theorists think that there's too much oversight and watching by the government. Now, no matter what side of the argument that you sit on there is a concern where no government oversight exists. Now, while customers are afforded some level of protection with legacy telephone services and oversight by the Public Service Commission and the FCC, customers will lose that oversight if things go wrong with VoiceLink. You see, as it stands today, VoiceLink is an unregulated service that's not subject to government oversight. Got a complaint? Well, call the PSC. Oh, wait a second, that's right. You can't call the PSC because your phone line's dead. Interesting conundrum there. New England is not alone. You hear that rumbling? It's not the daily thunderstorm rolling through the Sunshine State. It's Verizon's Project Thunder. It seems that the extensive buried underground facilities are deteriorating beyond repair in Florida. And if you live outside of a Fios service area, when you report a trouble on your copper circuit, you'll be persuaded to move to VoiceLink wireless services. The crystal ball predicts. Pretty cool sound effect. The evolution of the public switch telephone network should come as no surprise to anyone. Several articles have been written, including one by Teresa Mastrangelo. Geez, I know I just murdered that last name. Last July, in her article, Verizon Getting Aggressive with Copper Plant Shutdown. And again, I'll include the link in the written version of my blog. That was published in Broadband Trends and stated, quote, "Historically, the gating factor to shutting down the PSTN was regulatory. However, Verizon has successfully lobbied in Florida and Virginia and Texas to pass some forms of deregulation, which allows Verizon to invest where customers want us to invest and start to sunset some of the older technology. Now, as such, it appears that once Fios reaches a certain penetration level in the market, the decision is made to migrate all of the customers towards Fios, as is already happening in markets such as Dallas," unquote. Certainly an interesting topic and trend, and we'll definitely be keeping a close eye on it. E911 Talk is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network and is published weekly and available on this and many other websites, including iTunes. Executive producer of APN is Daniel Pieretti, producer and Latin American host Guadalupe Eugenie, Avaya's guy on the street, Guy Clinch, our newest Latin American correspondent, Gabriel Gomez, and of course, the official APN voiceover dude, Spider Harrison. For E911 Talk on the Avaya Podcast Network, I'm Mark Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.